Welcome to today's episode of In Case You Missed It. In case you missed it, we had some picking and grinning for you this morning.
I'm picking
and I'm grinning.
Been rough at my house, Tony.
Why's that?
Well, my extra sensitive toothpaste.
Yeah.
Don't like it when I use other toothpastes.
Hey, Jason.
Mm-hmm.
Which side of the duck has the most feathers?
I have no idea.
The outside.
Oh. Hey, Tony.
Yeah.
Why did the skeleton go to the barbecue?
I give up. Why?
He wanted spare ribs.
All right. What is Bruce Lee's favorite drink?
Bruce Lee's favorite drink. I don't know.
Water!
Also, a new alternative history of the Upper Cumberland.
Today, let's look into the history of other scary legends that started here in the Upper Cumberland. Like the legend of Frankenswine. Frankenswine was a half-human, half-pig creature that, according to legend, migrated here from Alabama. Frankenswine supposedly snorted through the streets, throwing bacon at children. Since it was the Great Depression, people loved it. Citizens yelled insults, hoping Frankenswine would throw bacon their way. "Hey, Frankenswine, you're ugly," people yelled. "Go back to Alabama. Your mama wears combat boots." As the beast threw the bacon, children picked it up to take it home for breakfast. In those days, accepting chunks of meat from a stranger was totally acceptable. Look at this picture of Frankenswine. Oh, isn't he something? According to the legend, he was eventually shot by hunters. But no one has ever found the body or a stuffed head over a fireplace. That's the alternative history of the Upper Cumberland.
We talked about the new duck sandwich at Arby's. Tony, would you trust a duck sandwich from Arby's? A duck sandwich.
From Arby's.
Would you trust it?
From Arby's, I would. I like me some Arby's.
What about if it was a McDuck sandwich from McDonald's? Would you trust a duck sandwich? A McDuck?
I'd rather have the Arby's duck.
A McDuck Mac?
I'd rather have the Arby's duck than the McDuck.
What if it
McDuck?
Was Burger King, a duck whopper? Would you eat a duck whopper?
What if
it was Crystal and it was tiny, tiny duck?
little bitty ducks.
Yeah, White Castle duck.
I'd rather have the Arby's. If I'm going to eat duck at a restaurant, I'd...
Well, no. Arby's set the standard because they serve deer sandwiches. Remember that a while back?
They got a bunch of different sandwiches.
Yeah, well, this year they're doing seared duck breast sandwiches during duck hunting season. Now, they're just going to be available this Saturday and only at 16 locations. None of them around here.
It'll catch on. I could see this going big.
I don't.
Call it like a mallard and cheddar. just a good name like that. Or have the guys from Duck Dynasty. You got them in it and put beards on the sandwiches.
Oh, now, well, beards, that's hair. You mean like lettuce beards.
Lettuce beards.
Oh, okay. I'm going to go with no.
So you're saying you wouldn't eat a duck sandwich?
No, I wouldn't eat a duck sandwich, no.
You wouldn't eat a lamb sandwich either, wouldn't you?
I can't hear you.
You wouldn't eat a lamb?
A lamb?
Sandwiches?
Yes, of course I would eat a lamb sandwich.
What's the difference?
Well,
they're both wild animals, ain't they?
I wouldn't say a lamb is a wild animal. No, they've been eating and killing them since, you know, back before Jesus.
I know what it is. You're afraid Tony's going to put some duck butter on it.
I'm just afraid I might become a quack. Oh!
Yeah, that's the deal.
And there was a drunk, naked guy in an aquarium full of sharks. I'll admit.
What?
I've been stupid drunk before.
Here.
I'll admit that. I'm not proud about it. I repent from that every day.
I mean, I'm in recovery also from poor decision making.
Yes. So when it comes to poor decisions, there's nobody that's made more. I mean, me and Tony combined, we may hold the record for poor decisions. But never, never in my life have I got naked and jumped into an aquarium of sharks.
What? Wow, you got me here, there, too. Jason. You got me there, too. What the heck happened?
Well, there was a guy, he's described as, quote, pretty intoxicated.
Now, get out of here.
Which means Scooter Brown blind running, right?
Drunk.
He stripped naked, jumped into the shark tank at Ripley's Aquarium in Canada.
Oh, goodness.
The incident took place at a Friday night jazz event. Well, they should have known better. You can't be having jazz and not expect somebody to get naked in the aquarium.
Somebody's always got to get naked at the jazz.
Everybody
show.
Knows if you do some jazz, you're prone to get naked and jump in aquariums.
Right.
He floated in the water as schools of fish and gigantic sharks passed by beneath him. He exited the tank, but before security could reach him, he jumped back into the water. He swam away, hoisted himself out of the tank, hopped over the gate. He's still naked during all this, remember?
Get the naked man.
He hopped over a gate naked. I mean, maybe he was just pretty drunk then. I don't know. Headed into the crowd where a woman handed him what appeared to be clothing before he left.
I wonder if they have to drain the aquarium water, you know, because they have to do that at the Golden Corral if anybody gets in the chocolate fountain. These poor fish got to be.
Oh, Lord, Tony's in the chocolate fountain again. Got to drain it again. A new word of the day.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's word of the day.
Tinkle-toeing. Tinkle-toeing is when a man wears flip-flops or sandals into a restroom and stands too close to the man at the urinal next to him. Tinkle toeing.
That's Tony's word of the day.
And the best country lyric never written.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
Dairy farmers are a band of brothers. When it comes to farming, there are no udders.
That was the best country music lyrics never written. From Jason and Tony.
And we'll leave you with today's Real Good. This Real Good is a six-year-old in Michigan. His name is Ian. Ian has type 1 diabetes, so his parents have to constantly monitor his insulin levels.
Yeah, poor little dude.
And they've been looking into getting him a service dog to help. And if you don't know, there are specially trained dogs that know how to sense when your insulin levels are dropping just by smelling of you. They're trained to do this.
That's amazing.
That's why dogs are better than cats every time.
Man's best friend.
But here's the deal. These things can cost up to $25,000.
Goodness gracious.
And then even then, sometimes you got to wait for a year to get one. There's not a lot of them, right? Well,
you got to train them and all that.
So Ian and his mom, they knew they had some time to raise money, so they came up with an idea to grow pumpkins this year and sell them for Halloween.
Well, great idea.
They put photos on Facebook a few weeks ago. They had big pumpkins for $10, smaller ones for $5, and then once people found out where the money was going, they completely sold out.
Wow, they wiped them out.
But that just kind of put a small dent in what they needed to raise. But then, Ian's mom, being smart, realized that this story might go viral after a local news outlet picked it up.
Yeah, I bet it would.
So she launched a Facebook fundraiser as of last night. And it may be over this now, but as of last night, random people who heard about the story had already donated over $22,000 to help them out.
That's almost enough for the dog.
That's almost what they need, yeah.
Awesome.
So hopefully that plus the pumpkins and whatever else they've gotten since last night will put them over the top.
Ian will get his special doggy.
Yeah. Hey, smart mama. Mama, you and Ian and those people who've donated that money, y'all are real good. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of In Case You Missed It.